Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And the one and only. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my main website. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Our new friend, Dan Ward, is here. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Ward. He's a member of the United States Air Force, a decorated member of our military with service in Afghanistan and elsewhere. He is the author of a new book called Fire, How Fast and Inexpensive, Restrained, and Elegant Methods Ignite Innovation. And that's what we're talking about today. Dan Ward, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the book. Tell the audience how we can find you online and your book, please.
Hey, you bet. Thanks again. It's great to be here. My website is thedanward.com, so thedanward.com. I'm also on Twitter at thedanward, and Facebook, and really anywhere else.
All right, so check that out, folks, and F-I-R-E, F period, I period, R period, E period is what it looks like on the cover, and it's all about helping you, folks. This book is going to help you to make adjustments that you need to be making at all the time. Every day you've got to be making small adjustments to your business, and isn't incremental, you got inexpensive, restrained, elegant, and fast. But isn't incremental important, Dan, to being innovative successfully? And I know that's another way of saying fire. But I'm just trying to get small business owners to say, okay, I'm going to take a little bitty bites at this. I'm gonna do something innovative, even if it's teeny tiny, every day to make progress. What do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. The one of the primary themes in the book is that rather than doing one big bang project, you want to do a larger series of small projects. So you kind of have a small win that builds on the previous small win and leads to the next small one. And so Throughout the book, I provide several different tools, techniques, and practices to help ignite innovation without requiring huge investments of time and money. So
the R stands for restrained. Tell us what you mean by restrained.
Absolutely. Restraint is sort of the common theme that runs through the whole book. It's the idea of a preference for living within your means, a preference for self-control, as opposed to a preference for continuous expansion and growth. You know, really in nature, the only thing that grows continually would be cancer. We don't want it to go down that route. And in fact, small business really has a reputation for being innovative. So my message to small businesses is don't rush to adopt the trappings of big businesses. You know, the constraints that small businesses live within really are a big part of their strength. And not something to look down on.
So let's dwell on that just a little bit more, because you're right about this. A lot of small businesses get envious of big companies. Boy, I wish I had all that. I wish I had all this stuff, and I wish I could do that. You know, I'm just a small business. I don't have that kind of capital. I don't have that kind of budget, et cetera, et cetera. But that's really not healthy thinking, is it?
I agree, and what's ironic is that a lot of big businesses envy the small businesses. You know, when I talk to some big companies, like, you know, gosh, we're just so big, and it really slows us down. It makes it harder to innovate. It makes it harder to foster the type of changes that we want to make, and, boy, we miss the days when we were smaller, or we try to get smaller. And so you look at, large companies that come up with their own little small, innovative, skunkworks-style divisions as a way to convert their big company into a small one. Well, gosh, the small businesses are there already, so that really is a big advantage.
Don't you believe that as the marketplace continues to evolve into this century, Dan, don't you believe that day by day the smaller organization is increasingly becoming gaining an advantage over the big, bulky, lumbering organization?
I definitely think so. You know, you look at things like the long tail that Chris Anderson put together, where he said, you know, that the market for smaller companies, smaller products, is expanded by the internet, and so I definitely think that the future belongs in large sense to small companies.
Well, and also, Dan, a lot of times small companies get the idea that they need to compete with big companies. And when they say compete, when they think compete, they think about price. When the truth is, they should be competing on their innovation, on producing something that they can do within their resources and charging more for it. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think you're better off competing on value rather than competing on price. You know, the big guys can compete on price and focus on volume, but really the smaller businesses, their big advantage, their big strength is to compete on a level of quality, a level of innovation, a level of uniqueness that the big guys simply can't do. And it reminds me of General MacArthur's comment in World War II in the Pacific. His strategy was to hit them where they ain't, and he would sort of leapfrog over the Japanese Navy and Japanese military forces and go to where they weren't.
Well, you know, I can imagine some large company executive, some CEO reading your book and telling his EVP, we need to start doing more of this, and the EVP saying, we can't do that. We're big. Only small companies can do what this book says.
Sure. So, you know, hopefully that won't happen too much. You know, there are many of the stories and examples and the tactics, techniques, and practices that I talk about in the book that really can be adopted and implemented by larger entities.
But they've kind of got to think smaller to do that, though, don't they?
In fact, they really do.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, give us the website again, please.
Sure. The website is thedanward.com. I'm also on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, again, at thedanward.
All right. Hey, Dan, good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. I appreciate the time.
Enjoyed having you here. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Ward. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Fire, and you can get it wherever books are sold. I encourage you to do that. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.